The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 49 of Spur of the Moment.
Straight from Simon Enter Studios in the heart of Texas, the Spurs had a huge win tonight over the Portland Trail Blazers by a score of 130-111 in San Antonio, planting us firmly in 10th place overall in the conference, in the play-in tournament. And it's going to be good. We got a lot to cover tonight. Let's get into it. Drew, what were your thoughts about tonight's game?
Yes, what a great win to put us to that 10 seed. Very excited for this team. We outscored the Trailblazers by 23 in the second quarter, which put us over them, and we shot very well. We shot 56% from the field and 43% from the three-point line. Great win over the Trailblazers, and I am very happy for that win.
Yeah, thank you, Drew. And the Spurs have now won five of their last six games and sit solely in 10th place. And I'm going to read to you a Zach Collins quote from after tonight's game. And I really, really like what he said. He said, "We're locking in. All these games are super important right now. We're all fighting to get in the playoffs. This is a part of us growing, but also that sense of urgency." And as a competitor myself and a guy who's been on the sidelines and played in a lot of games and coached in a lot of games in my lifetime, I love to hear that competitive drive. Locking in, fighting, and sense of urgency are all keys to what true winners do and what they expect. And after this season, which was supposed to be a rebuild and supposed to write the playoffs off, the Spurs find themselves solely in the play-in game picture. So let's get into one of our fan favorite segments, the top two, bottom two. Drew, who were your top two for tonight?
Yeah, so my first top two, speaking of Zach Collins, my first top two is going to be Zach Collins. He was my player to go off, and sure did he. He scored 15 points. He had two blocks, two steals, great defense. He had five assists, nine rebounds. He shot 3 of 5 from the field and 9 of 12 from the free throw line, shot a lot of free throws. My second top two, I'm going to go with Devin Vassell. He scored 22 points, 3 assists, 4 rebounds. He shot 50% from the three-point line in 8 shots. He shot 9 of 15 from the field in 27 minutes. Great night from Devin Vassell and Zach Collins.
That's an excellent top two. Devin was really strong tonight. Now, just to note that if you weren't aware, DeJounte Murray was out tonight. And so Devin Vassell really stepped in that guard role and as a leadership role, kind of took the reins from old DeJounte. He's out with a non-COVID sickness. It's like an upper respiratory thing. So we'll see how that plays out for him in the future. But no better game for him to have the illness than when we're playing the Portland Trail Blazers, who's probably one of the biggest struggles in the NBA right now. All right. Well, now it's time for my top two. I had Keldon Johnson and Trey Jones. Keldon, I had because he had 21 points, 5 of 8 from 3-point line. He had 6 assists and 5 rebounds. And for you plus-minus fans, Keldon's plus-minus was a plus 23, which is excellent. So that kind of backs that up for you guys. My other one that I had was an interesting choice for me, but he got the starting nod tonight. Trey Jones, another one that stepped up in DeJounte Murray's absence, and he really, in that starting role, you could say, was that role. But he had 9 assists tonight, 9 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 of 8 shooting, and really did a good job distributing and passing the ball and just playing hard and being a leader. So Keldon and Trey were my top two. Drew, who were your bottom two?
Well, for this game tonight, we actually have no bottom two as we blew out the Trailblazers again. So no bottom two tonight.
All right. Thank you for that, Drew. And before I get to the question of the day, I'm going to say we're streaming and watching this New Orleans Pelicans, Los Angeles Lakers game as LeBron's shooting a free throw right now to make the Lakers go up by 4. It's 86-82 right now. We'll come back to an update as we finish up this episode, but that game's really important. Right now, the Spurs are half a game in front of the Lakers in the play-in tournament, and they're a game and a half behind the Pelicans. So really, either way this one lands out, it should be helpful to the Spurs. Really, either way that you look at it, we own the tiebreaker against both of those teams. We'll just kind of follow this one and see how it goes. If the Lakers happen to lose, the Spurs will be a game up on them, which will be a significant advantage with 5 games remaining in the season. And if the Pelicans happen to lose, the Spurs are only going to be a half game down from them in that 9th slot, which would give the Spurs a home game in that play-in tournament. So a lot of factors here, but we'll keep you updated at the very end of the episode and maybe one more time through. All right, let's get to our question of the day. Tonight's question comes from Carmen in San Diego, California. Carmen asks, do you think DeJounte Murray will play on Sunday? And as always, remember, you can email your question to spurspodcast99@gmail.com or text your questions to 512-540-1626. So, Drew, I'll get Drew's thoughts first, and then I'll follow up on that. Do you think DeJounte Murray will play Sunday?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. Knowing Pop, we just really won't know until about Sunday afternoon. So, to be honest, I think DeJounte Murray might not play against the Portland Trailblazers because I really think we could still win without him and he could get the rest that he needs and we could probably still dominate the Trailblazers like we did tonight.
All right, that's a good thought, and I agree with you, Drew, 100% on that. I think, you know, you don't want to take any game for granted in the NBA. That's a given. You can lose and win on any given night against any given team. However, you've got to feel comfortable with the Spurs' odds. The last 2 times we've beat the Trailblazers, tonight we beat them by 19, and the previous time we beat them by 37, I believe, something to that. So we beat them without DeJounte tonight. I think it might serve in his and the team's best interest for him not to play on Sunday and to be fresh and ready to rumble on Tuesday night against the Nuggets. So that's a great question, Carmen. Thank you for that. And as always, we appreciate your questions. So now that brings us to the segment of our show. As we're watching a review, they're in the officials talking to the screen, but the Lakers are up 87-84 right now. But we'll get back to that. We're going to get to this day in Spurs history, and Drew's got a good one for us. Go ahead, Drew.
Yes, I'm going to take us way back in the day on an April Fool's matchup where the Spurs traveled to Boston to face the Celtics on April 1st, 1979, in a very, very, very close game. It was 112-110 the final, and the Spurs ended up getting that win off of an impressive performance from the scoring champ that year, George Gervin. He scored 34 points, 2 steals, 2 assists, 4 rebounds. He shot 15 of 27 from the field. Great night from George Gervin. Another player that really did good was James Silas. He scored 25 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds, shot 10 of 18 from the field. He was great. Our third leading scorer, we had Larry Kinnon, who scored 16 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, great night. And we had Mike Gill score 10 points, 4 steals, 6 assists, 5 rebounds off the bench. Great win for the San Antonio Spurs on April Fool's, dominating the Celtics in 1979. That's going to be it for this day in Spurs history.
All right, good deal. And that's an excellent one. 1979, that's a long time ago. And I was just a little toddler at that time, but I appreciate that. Anytime we talk about the Iceman, it gets me excited because I love George Gervin. And he's an awesome player and an awesome guy. Now we're watching this one just to keep you updated on the New Orleans Pelicans game and the Lakers. It's 87-86 now. The Lakers win, but LeBron James just got injured, and it appears that he fractured his femur. And he's on the court, and he's laying down. People have carted in there, and there's now the officials They're stopping the game. There is an ambulance pulling on the court right now. This doesn't look good. All right. And so LeBron James, apparent injury as this game is going on and the Lakers are clinging to a one-point lead. All right. Let's get to our preview of the upcoming game. Oh, yeah. By the way, April Fools. What? All right. Your upcoming game. We get the Portland Trailblazers again, like we said before. This is going to be Sunday night, April 3rd at 6 p.m. What are your thoughts about this game, and what are your thoughts about Portland Trailblazers, Drew?
Yep. Again, we face the Portland Trailblazers, who are 27-50, a six-game losing streak, and they have been very, very struggling, and they have been very, very injured-riddled. So I talked about it last game. They had all those players injured, and I'm pretty sure all those same players are going to be injured. So I think the Spurs are going to dominate this game once again with or without DeJounte Murray. So it should be a fun one for Spurs fans.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, Drew Eubanks, we loved your time with the Spurs. We're glad you're getting playing time with the Portland Trailblazers. But, man, I know things are rough in Portland right now. All right. So, with that being said, who's your player to go off and what's your prediction for this Portland game on Sunday?
Yeah, so my player to go off is going to be Trey Jones, running the point guard. I think he played very good today, and I think he's going to have another great game on Sunday. So Trey Jones will be my player to go off. And my prediction for this game, I think the Spurs are going to win this game by 21 points to win the back-to-back series against the Portland Trailblazers.
Okay. Thank you for that, Drew. I've got the Spurs also winning that one. The first time, you know, like I said, or recently we beat them by 37. Tonight was 19. So the way that I operate that, 56 divided by 2. I'm going to go Spurs are going to win this one by 23. And my player to go off, and there's a reason why he's my player to go off. Lonnie Walker was out for a little while. This is his second game back. But he threw down a hellacious monster dunk tonight. It was dirty. Got the bench all hyped. I'm going to say Lonnie's about to go off again. He was on a really good run before he had to miss some time as our sixth man. I know Josh Richardson's really stepped up into that role as well. But I think Lonnie Walker is going to go off, and I think the Spurs are going to win by 23 on Sunday at 6 p.m. Be a good one to watch, and should be a lot of fun. We're in the play-in deal. I'm going to update you one last time before we sign off. This Lakers game, yes, LeBron is in. The Lakers game is, actually, I lied to you. He's not in right now, but Anthony Davis is, and Westbrook, and looks like Monk. But the Lakers are up 86-87. The big man just got it for the Pels. What is that, Valanciunas?
Stolen.
Yep, Lakers just stole it. We'll see what happens going with this 87-86. Monk is fouled. So that's where we're going to finish this one. We'll be sure to continue watching this one just to see what it does for our San Antonio Spurs. Like we said, we're sitting in the 10th spot, half a game in front of the Lakers, 1.5 behind the Pels. So that's the end of this episode of the Spur of the Moment. Drew, would you take us home, please, sir?
Yes, thank you, everybody, for joining us. And as always, go Spurs, go!